So.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's June 15th.
Yeah.
4:45. We are all present and we're starting our discussion with the administrator.
Yeah, so thanks. You see on the screen.
We see how fancy you are.
Sorry, Miss Debbie, you got to turn.
You know, my assigned seat.
If you like, we certainly
she's gonna
can
get
switch.
Here early.
We can switch seats. It'll be easier for you since I create the list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in any order, so it's just a fluid list that I make notes, and this is what goes down on paper. So there are some things that we talked about, been talking about with the public works director and how that position looks. Chair Lang and myself have been back and forth with the job description. I think we pretty much have one nailed what it looks like. And we can get that ready if the board wishes. I can certainly get that ready and put it in a form. With that, we're calling it public works director. You all know, as I do, the road maintenance department is above and beyond just road maintenance. You know, whether it's parks, cemetery, you name it, they do it. Grinder pumps, painting, construction. So they're much more than just a road maintenance. You don't see that too much anymore in large urban townships with that description for their departments. It's more of a professional brand, like a public works, a public service. Public works is to me is just as good as a public service department. Our neighbors to the north, they're public service, so I thought public works might be a better brand for Monclova. Again, it's just an idea to rebrand.
You're our neighbor to the north.
The neighbors to the north.
Yeah. Like. Chuck usually calls Mommy something.
Yeah.
Neighbors to the east.
East, okay.
Neighbors to the north.
Who's to the west, guys?
So that's what they are. It's something that, you know, we can certainly do. I think it would bring a lot of...
Tell me, I'm real excited about it. I'm super excited about it. And you're right, I have been... looking and working on the job description, and the last one I sent over was extremely broad: roads, engineering, cemetery, parks. I mean, it was everything you think of as that department. Maybe way more than those five categories. Are you going to piecemeal that out to him? Like, you're not just going to hand him the whole?
Oh no.
Right, you're going to help him.
He couldn't be ready for it all.
Right.
I certainly agree that the description needs to be what you just pointed out. But then if you saw the one that I sent you, which you did, it also has minimal job duties, if you will, as well. So experiences?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Our goals are going to be a subset of the job description, and we're going to grow to that job description.
Yes.
And then we still need the roads supervisor job description.
Yes, correct. That's it.
I'm ready to move on that anytime.
Public Works.
Yeah, you ready to move on it? Mm-hmm. You want to see it? You want to go for it? Chuck?
No, I have no trouble with renaming it. I would like to see the job description on it.
Yeah.
Two job descriptions, because there's this... director, and then there's the current position we have, which is road supervisor.
Okay, I'll prepare those in form and send them out, and you all can look at them and give feedback to them, and we can move on it.
How are our schedules? Are we all here this summer in case this needs voted on?
I don't get to go anywhere in the summer.
You're a winter vacation gal.
I get one week.
Head to Tennessee in July.
You gonna miss a meeting?
I don't think so.
I am not expected to miss any meetings, so.
Okay.
Sounds like we're good.
Sounds good. All right. Underneath that, certified mechanic position is something that we certainly should be doing. And I'm not saying that EJ needs to, you know, not help with the mechanics position. EJ is a great guy. He knows what he's doing. However, he's not certified. from what I understand, he was asked to get certifications and he doesn't want to get certifications. But we need it to protect our ass. Ohio Plan says here in the statement that every vehicle should be periodically inspected by a qualified person to ensure proper operation and correct the potential sources of loss or risk, that, which having certifications does that for us. Again, EJ can certainly be a step two mechanic where he can do small
engine
repair. This
just seems like a union contract issue. This isn't anything we can do anything about.
It's certainly something you have to authorize a position to be created. Why the union would not accept that position beyond me, but it would go to vote to their membership to accept the position. And I can't imagine them saying, no, we don't want it. But if they do, then we come back and say, well, okay, then we're going to make it a
non-union position
position because we need it.
Okay.
Yeah, they refuse to take it in as a union position.
Oh, I follow you now. Thank you, Debbie.
All right.
Okay. Did I not explain that well enough?
I missed something, that's all.
Oh. So, yes. Again, that's something for you guys to sleep on. There is need for an administration vehicle. As I stated to all you guys, I'm not a guy that sits in the office. We have three administration people that use a vehicle, and there's been folks using their own vehicle, so we certainly have need. I'm a truck guy, so I have a price for a truck at municipal price at $50,000. So certainly putting that out there for consideration.
Trade the Escape in?
Nope, we need it. We need more than one vehicle.
They're fighting over the vehicle. Like, people are waiting around for it.
Oh.
Harold never went anywhere.
I just don't think we need to spend $50,000 on a vehicle. So I have no problem having a whole fleet of vehicles, but I don't need a brand new $50,000 truck. I'm happy to pay you in the meantime the $800 or the $1,000 for your
wear and tear.
Yeah. What
vehicle
stipend? Yeah. I mean, you feel free to make the case for a brand new truck. You know, 5 years and $50,000, that's $10,000 a year I can pay you.
What's your financial calculation there?
That was my financial calculation.
You're saying I would rather...
That was my... You just heard it. 5 years at $10,000. What is that?
Seems like a bad deal for us and a good deal for him.
Well, that car is not going to be worth anything when I'm done, the truck, necessarily.
In 5 years.
Five years.
If I
how long 50, is my...
$50,000 now in 5 years, that truck is still worth $25,000.
Okay.
But...
I was going to say at least 20,
what's,
yeah.
What's my Explorer been here? A long time, right? Like 10 years?
I can't remember when we bought those Explorers.
We just have one, don't we?
No, we have two, don't we?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Escape. I'm thinking of the Escape, not Chief's car.
Yeah, I don't know. When
it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So you're right, my five-year math isn't probably good. It's probably more like 10 years.
I think buying a car is the right deal. It's just easier than the whole, just as an employee getting, like...
Yeah, it gets messy when they're driving their own cars, because if there's an accident... It's not on a township vehicle, it's on theirs, then you're still putting us at a liability risk there. And then he's out his own vehicle for whatever amount of time, too.
Again, no problem buying a car, just not a 50,000 brand new truck, unless he's plowing every day or hauling.
He may have to plow on his way to work someday.
Are we buying him a plow, too?
Yeah, that has to go with it.
So he keeps it in his garage.
So what are you suggesting, then? Like,
well, there's a million different options. Another Explorer, an Edge, another Escape, a used vehicle. they have all those leases.
So is there a budgetary number you're thinking? I mean, because that's what it sounds like.
Come on, Barbara.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Because an Explorer is more than 50,000.
Yeah. Well, my husband just bought one. It wasn't, right? So, and it's all fancy.
If you give it, put a budget, if you want a budget in place, I'll certainly stay within the budget.
I've said my piece. There's two other trustees here. Jeez.
I'd like to see a proposal and usage. He says everybody's
using it. Yeah, I mean, I know the pickup is the advantage of having one, just you know, stopping and, you know, I know Doug talks all the time about the signs in the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just grabbing them, throwing them back, you know, things like that.
They fit in the back of a Edge, too.
Or
the Escape. But I can't imagine you wanting to drive an Escape.
Listen, it doesn't matter to me. Like I said, I'm a truck guy. It's multi-purpose. So
yeah, it's going to be used for everyone and everything. It probably should be a truck just because that is about the only thing.
You know, it could be used as a backup vehicle for the maintenance if one of theirs goes down instead of us, being down a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If we wanted to put a hitch on it or a plow package on the front or whatever,
you certainly could. But again, just discussion. That's all.
Present us an option with them.
There it is. $50,000 brand new truck from
SWOT analysis.
GM.
One page, one paragraph SWOT analysis.
All right. So.
The fifth item we should probably discuss in executive session.
Okay. Yep. So is that something to add to tonight, Chair?
Really?
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, he had a meeting, and I don't know what that conversation has been.
Okay.
Whatever, if you want in executive session, I'll certainly tell you about the meeting, but want to be private, we certainly can. But certainly falls under the category.
Yeah. A property transaction. Yep. Fine.
Are you concerned that people will read into it because it has nothing to do with the data center?
It has nothing to do with the data center. So, last time it didn't either. We discussed it then. But with all the text amendments that are going with the concern, it doesn't help change the narrative. So, and that's not pressing in any way. And you could have a personal conversation.
Yeah.
And when a decision needs made, we could have it. But I can do it tonight. That's fine.
Really, administratively, there's no decisions being made by your administrator, obviously, with Kirsch's property, but negotiating back and forth, if there's a number that we'd settle on, just going back and forth to him and then bringing it to you some other time.
Yep, we can have an executive session.
Whatever. So the annex building.
Well, you know, I my thoughts on the annex building, you know, there's a, if we're going to utilize it as a potential meeting space, it's going to cost us ballpark $200,000 to park a lot. You know, to utilize the basement, it's going to cost us $100,000 to put an elevator in. ADA, you know, reading the viewer part, ADA, everything is probably another $100,000. You know, so we're at $400,000 and we really haven't done anything to the building except get it compliant. No upgrades. What is our end goal for the building?
I was down there and just was having my own thoughts on the building and looking at it. I'm not an interior designer by no means, but I did some calculations with seating, and let's say if we move our meetings, all of our township meetings to that annex, currently we've got 44 interior seats, not counting the seats that are along the outside. Counting the seats on the outside, there's 66. It's cramped. Down there, we can get 130 easy with just the interior seats, and that's with room to spare, not using the entire facility, 130 seats, and then having a dais and having a room to for speaker, a table for material. So it's three times as large seating capacity as this room here.
As far as ADA goes, you and Doug both said you thought it would be feasible to put a ramp to the bottom floor rather than an elevator?
Right.
Yeah.
Outside ramp.
Yeah. So if you notice on the west side, southwest side of the property, the way the property comes down, it's like a partial basement, if you will. So it easily can be excavated and put two nice double doors with a ADA compliant ramp leading down to the downstairs area. So there's use for it. There really is. You know, how much you want to spend? That's
yeah. I guess that's a question. I mean, you know, the restrooms and all that ADA and
all of it
park and I
whole thing.
Ballpark and I mean. To get it, I think we're looking between $800 to $1 million, ballpark.
Maybe a little less, but somewhere in $500 to $800.
Yeah.
So all along we said when it's JDI, which they are starting our project out here, we would have them go look at it and have them help us understand, like at a high level cost, you know, so we're not paying them $25,000 to do engineering drawings, but they can ballpark for probably a smaller fee. So then we can say, okay, now we understand how much we think this is going to be. Then we can make some decisions, as long as that timing's okay, because that's what we've said. I mean, we have a big project kicking off right now here that they're doing. If you want us to try and do it at the same time, maybe we can.
I don't think there's any rush in this, except that we need to keep the building viable. I think expansion of that building has always been the vision for a variety of potential outcomes. Yes, to Township Meeting Hall, maybe to a park, maybe to all kinds of things there, but yes to Township Meeting Hall and allowing this just to be space for people that work here. You know, the last meeting you suggested we have so much money in the bank we need to earmark it. This is a perfect project to earmark it for. Here's a truck that's needed. Let's buy it. But when it comes to that building, you're just so hands off. I would need some.
No, I'm not necessarily hands off. I just say, hey, what's, you know, what is our intent? You know,
yeah, tear it down and put a new barn there that we all sit in.
Up until this year, we haven't had any issues with this meeting space ever.
We have.
I mean,
the fire department we did, and we had to move for another public hearing that brought a lot of people before you were elected trustee. So there have been a handful of occasions that more than 100 people have tried to be in that room, and can't believe that's all we see. So, thank you for counting that.
So, I mean, a meeting room is just not necessarily for township business. I mean, you could offer it free of charge to HOAs.
Yeah.
You know, other areas or you know, meeting space is needed everywhere. You guys are in the business world.
I mean, is there an opportunity? I mean, this is a larger, you know, something like over at Strawberry Acres, a community.
Exactly.
Area. You know, that the township could rent it out, use it as a meeting room, but also then rent
and
it out for
you could
whatever.
Have a gazebo in the back, and you could do all kinds of, it's on the trail.
Sure, we might even be able to create a profit and compete against, you know, businesses that have a lot of risk. Let's all go do it. How can we do that?
Openings does it. Strawberry Acres does it.
same thing. We can do the same exact stuff. It'd be spectacular.
Those meetings, those type of little facilities are in great demand. It'd be a benefit to the residents that we're able to offer something at a discounted price.
Yep, for HOA, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, other people in our community that...
You've got two floors, so the bottom floor could be a meetings or a round table, whatever.
I mean, and I do agree with Gavin, one project at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, we could ask them to do a high level just to keep it warm and so it doesn't fall off the stove.
Well, my first suggestion would be let's get a dumpster or two and go through and clear out the junk and all the old stuff that's not needed.
Great.
Let's just clear it all out. We need to have an asbestos survey done. That's minimal, $1,200 max. So we have to have that done. Make sure that we're good with moving things around and knowing what we're getting into. That would be on us anyhow. So those are some things that we can do initially, and then still continue the discussion about what we're looking
for. It's on a septic system, and that's always what Harold got held up on. How are we going to use it to qualify the septic system, right?
Yeah.
And, it's occasional use is what it is. It's not... We don't need 150 people every day.
Right.
So I don't know how you figure that out.
Yeah, so me and Kareem can go through that.
Okay.
And regarding the fund balances, which we just signed, there's some things, that I think we should probably, at a larger discussion or later discussion, do we want to look at potentially rolling back portion of the garbage tax.
That's what you said 2 weeks ago, yes.
The $5 license plate tax, what do we get?
I don't think
50 grand from that.
I don't think we can roll that back. That's a state.
Oh, but I thought we had the $5 add on to that.
We never did that.
Okay. I mean, different things. Do we want to, when our police and our fire levies come up for renewal, scale those back a little bit? There's some things.
Yep.
Especially now with the property tax. Isn't going to be on the ballot this fall. It's not going away, but I think we can give potentially look at ways of getting our residents a break.
Yep, absolutely. And have a meeting space that grows with us. I hear at least once a month we've gone from 5,000 to 15,000. So that's not going to slow down. We're going to continue to grow. Expect that we continue to grow. Debbie, anything you want to add to that annex discussion? You went, you saw the building.
Yeah, and I think it's something we should look into. I like the idea of just at least having them check it out for us and tell us ballpark what they think it's going to take to make it a meeting room, and I don't know if we want to go with offices downstairs or just two rooms or one room. But yeah, I definitely think it needs to be cleaned up first. Just get everything out of there and go to bare bones.
Do we need to? We need to take any legal resolution to clear everything out of there.
Nope.
We can put
the
chair
in charge of it.
Okay.
End of discussion.
You
don't
put
we're done here.
These chairs on gut deals. Yeah. Okay.
I can sit in pews.
Yeah. So, if you want to look at your board of trustee list, this is your updated list.
I know it gets so loud.
Yeah. So,
did we do the resolution to increase spending?
No.
Okay.
Nope. You can see it's not completed yet.
The red must be priority.
Red is just add additions that,
okay.
that was not there that I added. You can see I put responsible party for next to them. So
hired June 1st, starts July 2nd. That's so very exciting.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Good. Yeah, she's excited. I think it's... We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be better than the last hire.
Let's take her right away to...
Yep, so.
How about the connectivity? you know, we got a lot of momentum. They came out. They said, hey, we need the whole neighborhood. Where?
Tell me about that. Seriously. I don't know what you're talking about.
The team of CAG folks are out here. Not internet connectivity, but bike path, walking.
So that was before my time.
It was,
so
I think,
is that something that I need to check in with a certain person there?
Raj. Yeah.
Oh, so it was with Raj?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it seems like that team was led by somebody else when they came and spoke, and they wanted the whole Anthony Wayne community because there's more opportunity for grants. But what we're really looking for is a map that connects Salisbury to the bike trail. Like some of our main feeders, Albin would be one, and great, it would be great to have grants and all that support, right?
Yeah.
But we need the map, and if there's an opportunity for us to make some additions, we are prepared to make those additions.
So the word I just heard you use was the bike trail. Is that the connectivity we're looking to get to?
Yes.
So
yes.
The end result is to
yes.
get to the bike trail.
Yes.
Got it.
And not every single road has to be connected because we are very rural suburban here, but we want the neighborhoods like Albin, Salisbury to Albin from the expressway is very spotty. Can we connect all those sidewalks and get them to Briarfield where the bike trail starts? Is there a way to make Albin Road better?
So
our ridge neighbors want something to happen pronto from the ridge to here.
We
want
to get to use multi-use paths to get around.
Yeah, it wasn't all biking, but there was Raj and somebody else.
Okay.
There was two people from Team Acog and somebody else from, was it Connect Toledo?
Yeah, there's like three neighbors that would have to let us put a path through their yard. Should we approach those neighbors? How do we do that? And we could at least connect all of the Redwood and the ridge to Albin. I can't go around the circle quite now, but you know, then they can go to the Dairy Queen and cross over to the bike trail. I don't need the whole thing done right now, but little pieces of it could show that we're making progress.
Yeah, right. It's like a north-south connector to the bike trail somewhere out near Wayno Spencer or something.
The plan is similar to a safe routes to school.
That's what they want to use, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why they need so many more people involved. And we said, I connected them via email to all the other leaders.
I'll just make a call in Rosanna.
Okay.
We'll get back.
And again, I just need the map right now or the how we get those three houses to agree to put stones through their yard like we have past the ball field. I don't know that. Might take a bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, and there's some more red. The new EMC sign. We're currently working on that.
I like the big capitals there. Shred out.
Shred out dated documents.
In capitals. Nothing else
is
in capitals. You're annoyed about something.
Did you have enough?
Look at updated. Are you watching me on that camera? I just now noticed there's a camera up there. Oh, that's for the future. Like if you're having a Zoom call
it's
in here.
Meeting camera.
Okay, but we're not on it right now.
No, you're not. Unless you want to be.
Uh-uh.
So yeah, again, just some things that are on there that I added, and then there's some things.
And you have this on the project list in Dropbox.
Yep.
I can look it up.
This is Dropbox right here, right now. Yep. It's all on there. So.
Great job. Really impressed with this.
And
very high touch.
So.
But there's a lot in black you have to remember.
Yeah.
These are from Chuck, right? So
sheet two?
The other sheets came, yes, like they were how previous
years
chairs did the list.
Gotcha.
And I sort of changed it up and said, hey, I don't think chairs should be controlling this list. I think the guy that does it all the time.
Okay. There's some redundancy in there, but not a big deal. So, yeah, slowly going through,
okay.
Obviously. There's a lot there, but we'll make some progress on them all.
the way Chuck always described it to me, it's like our priorities. It's not your daily work. It's our.
Well, just to make sure that stuff doesn't, you know, we talk about it today and it doesn't fall off the radar like the annex building, you know, so that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. But you want to see some of this stuff implemented, not just talked about, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You want to implement.
Credit card online option.
Yeah.
Paid my real estate taxes online.
How'd it feel?
I owed $2.11. They called me up. It's like, hey, you're $2.11. I'm like, I had to pay a 70-cent fee, but
I was gonna say, what did it cost you to
70,
pay that?
70 cents.
So
it was fine. I was fine.
Increased spending authority. I believe it takes it to the statutory limit for spending. This is for emergency. It happens.
Yeah.
Often, if there's a fire truck that needs emergency repair, it doesn't have to wait. It can get authorized by an administrator. Same thing with Public Works. If there's something that...
Is that just a motion or is it a resolution?
It's a resolution that would have to come out.
So let's get it done.
Yeah. And I can get supporting language for that, Dawn, if you need it.
I think we've got it for the 5,000 or 7,500.
Okay. I think if I have 5,000 or more.
We had, so we'll get that done.
One thing I did, we talked about before, what you mentioned, Ohio plan about prevention of sexual harassment training for Ohio plan will do that. So,
yeah.
Get all the employees to get that.
How's the cyber, right? Let's get cyber done. That's actually mandated. How's that coming? Does everybody have their 10 segments done and their certificate to you?
We've got just one administration person who's shaking her head. Wet fire, they have a number of employees, so I put a reminder out to Matt today saying get this done. Send it out to them. So we need to be compliant by July 1st with training. So we've got just a little over 2 weeks to get it done.
Thank God you're here, because I don't think we were going to get that done.
Well, can we, if an employee does not get it done, take them off the schedule? And let that message be known that this is critical?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly have the ability to have any kind of discipline you want, because it's been known that this is a directive. This is not.
Well, we should absolutely be writing that person off. That's what happens
here's
at my place of employment.
Here's the beauty of this, what we got going on.
Debbie,
right,
we're
going
to have to write you up if you don't get it done. Oh, yeah, look how fancy you are.
So here's the list.
Uh-oh.
He's going to make me accept it. So, this is all fire on this sheet here. And this is all the completed on this side. So you can see there's quite a few fire.
I'm not the only one.
That, right, that they haven't complied yet. Here's sheet two. Eric and Miss Debbie are the only ones right now. Everybody else is compliant on sheet two. So, it's just this... that department. So Matt was told today to shake them up.
Well, I would absolutely take them off the schedule
before
6:30.
They're not on the schedule. If they're not completed by July 1, they're not scheduled. Period.
I'd do it sooner. So they get... And then when... Look, you don't even have people to cover your fire if you say that. So...
We'll see what happens with Matt. Kind of letting Matt be the leader. Take care of your people. Get it done. That's why you're the fire chief. Get it done. So. And quite honestly,
let's see what happens.
See what happens.
Okay.
And if it doesn't get done, then we go back to the leader who is supposed to be in charge of his people.
An hour? Yeah. Not hours? Not 10 hours?
No. I did mine in an hour.
It that's quick.
It didn't make you listen to everything? You could take the assessments?
No, it does not make you listen to everything.
Just go right to the test.
Yeah.
It'll take you 18 minutes, though.
That's what it took me.
There's five questions. Three of them are the same on every section.
Yeah. It's one real obvious answer and three.
Yeah.
They can do this while they're here. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. By law, you have to pay them when they're training.
I thought so.
Yeah. But it's the part-time people that'll probably be the ones that are.
They're full-time somewhere else in it.
Exactly.
They should just turn in that, because I'm assuming they have to do it there.
Yes.
Right. They can turn ours in.
Look, they have to be paid while they're doing it. We need to just have a day for
the
part-time people to come in that aren't on the schedule.
See
how
cheap that would. So I'll put sexual harassment training is what you said?
Prevention of sexual harassment.
What's it? Sexual prevention?
Sexual
prevention
harassment
of
prevention.
Sexual harassment training. Yeah.
Prevention.
Call up Lori. She should have an online module.
Actually, it's Travis.
Okay.
Who does the training? Sounds busy in there.
Yes.
Dawn, I think we have a seat at the table.
Awesome.
I got my hug too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward.
Good. Yes. I was
copied
on it.
Okay. Your deed's all set and you want me to engage you on Thursday?
Only if you need the company.
Only if you need the billable. Well, they want to do a walkthrough Wednesday or Thursday morning.